We've got some more stories coming. And Halia is volunteering to read everybody's story, including mine. She's got one from Sarah. So let's hear what Sarah has to say. There was a Sarah I knew long ago. I think she became a doctor. Maybe she can cure me of this madness. I don't know. Maybe it's too late. It's too late. Too late. It's too late for me. Run. Save yourselves. Sarah.
Sometimes when things are bad, I pray. That might seem trite, but I figure if God put me here, he can at least listen to the crap I'm going through. I usually imagine Jesus sitting in my kitchen, barefoot, robes, full beard and all, eating a peanut butter sandwich. He's just eating and sort of cocking an eyebrow at me while I rant. When I'm done, I imagine he licks his fingers, hops off the counter, hugs me, and whispers, "I love you." And suddenly it all seems better. Maybe it's childish, but it stops the aching in my chest.
That's the spirit. Although, I'd wonder how he got in. Does he know my alarm code? Does he have a key? Oh, he knows about the key under the mat. Oh, my God. Oh, I may need to get a deadbolt. Sorry. But you know what's really bad about those flowing robes? He could conceal a toaster under there. Jesus is going to steal my toaster! Did I put too much Bailey's in my coffee this morning? I'm going to wind up walking 7 miles and having no idea where I am. That's why I have a GPS on my phone. Thank you, Sarah and Inhalia, for reading it. And now, more. Read by. She's reading everything. Why am I doing all this talking? It's not her to read this. Her and Kaylee and others. You. You're trying to steal. Podcast, aren't you? Well, go ahead. Do it. Week after week. All these stories. They're actually kind of good. Here's... Who's the next one? Just get so caught up. Alexandra Fallon, step up to the microphone and let Inhalia read it for you.
My life is not a story, nor is it entertaining. Yet it is real. A huge part of my life is Relay for Life. Relay for Life has heavily impacted my life. Because of this, I dedicate a great deal of my personal time. Many do not understand the intensity of this. Relay for Life has a real meaning, a cause. I relay for those fighting, those that will fight, and that no one ever has to make that fight again. I relay for everyone, your friends, loved ones, neighbors, co-workers, acquaintances, and mine too. I relay for you, I relay for me, I relay for life.
You relay for all of us. Thank you, Alexandra. Ooh, I should have put that one at front on the beginning of the podcast. Here, let me just break down the entire Audacity file and put that at the beginning, because that one states why we're all here, except those who are just trying to plug their podcasts. No, nobody's doing that. No, we're all here for one comment. What are you doing under the sofa? Cats are so weird. I miss my. Okay, who's next? Celestial Nightfire is here, and not just one, not just two, not just three, not just four, five stories. And she's got some recorded by her son, and her son helped write three of the stories, so this is going to be cool. It's a family effort. It's the Nightfire family, bringing you five stories about life. Should I put an echo effect on that? This is all, you know, it's already 7:44 here in Texas. I really need to get this done. I know I said Sunday morning, and it's Sunday morning, so let's get this done. All right, so the Nightfire family brings you, Nightfire Family Theater brings you five tales of life in 100 words.
Topic is life. Story is written and read by Celestial Nightfire. This is true events regarding my father. The story is titled, As Time Goes By. As a small child, I was fascinated by my father's hair. My father had a full head of nearly black hair, until he showed signs of aging. First there was a touch of gray at the temples, and then salt and pepper colored hair covered his head. Finally, all white hair. Last month, my mother called to say, "Your father still has a full head of hair. Most men his age don't even have hair. And after 2 years of chemo and radiation, your father still has all of his hair." I was smiling as my mother disconnected the call.
Wow. Whew. Okay, let's keep going here.
The topic is life, and the story is written and read by Celestial Nightfire. The title is In the Beginning. Dr. Eveline heard the HG's signal and realized, "Too far back, I'm unraveling too far, much too far!" 5 years passed before Dr. Eve conceded that she was beyond the known time strand, and there was no way to rewind the HG's pod. This unravel had deposited Dr. Eve into a glorious garden of peace and plenty. In another 300 years, Eve realized exactly where. Despite not aging or suffering, the realization was not joyful. Everyone she loved would cease to be. In direct opposition to the first 32 years of her life, Eve now spent her time looking for a man. Just one man.
Just one? I don't know, try maybe two or three. I mean, somebody's got, a short one to handle all the stuff, the baseboards, and one to, what? Microphones on? We got more stories, but
the topic is life. Story co-written by Celestial Nightfire and me, David. The title of the story is Life as We Know It. Live Ansible feeds showed the exoplanetary Psylab's unauthorized experiments. My instructions? Terminate any life forms created in the copy lab. 3 hours later, all live specimens were destroyed. The copy lab synthesizer was all that remained. My hand had barely touched the synthesizer when I felt the jolt. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw him. We both stared, and I saw the cut from my morning shave. On his face. "My name's David," I said. He replied, "My name's David, so let's pronounce your name, David." Our ship ascended. David glanced over, nodded, and I fired the destroyer blast.
Thank you, David. Or was that David? Just a reminder, I've said this before to a few folks. Drabblecast. Drabblecast.org. Norm Sherman. I think it's Drabblecast or submissions at Drabblecast. But go to that site, send that one. I think Norm will get a kick out of it. He loves twists like that. More stories. Why am I pimping for Norm? He didn't send a story! No, we won't get spiteful, we won't get mean. This is all for charity. Stop thinking that way! More stories. I need more coffee.
Topic is life, and story is written and read by Celestial Nightfire, and the title is Seed. The package said, "Miracle seeds guaranteed to grow, like magic." Radiation suit on, Richard climbed up to the hatch and stepped into the desert. As Richard pulled open the package, a sudden wind knocked him to the ground and swept away the seeds. Next day, the hatch would not open, nor would it open any other day. Over time, the seeds were forgotten. One morning, voices from the hatch startled Richard. "We've found the jungle epicenter. 25 years of growth. Oh, bring a chainsaw. I see an old shelter." Radiation suit on, Richard stepped from the hatch into the jungle.
"There's some kind of issue with the microphone. I need to fix it. Maybe the segments that I've been recording have all been messed up. Oh, no. No. Are they all muddy sounding to you people? Oh, I guess I need to fix that. Oh, no. Well, I hope it doesn't ruin your enjoyment of this. We're in our final hour. There are people falling left and right from walking for so long. It's like The Long Walk by Stephen King. Keep going. Keep going. The major is behind you with a shotgun. Keep going. Boston is just 100 miles away. You can make it." Oh. Here's Celestial and David.
The topic is life. Story written by Celestial Nightfire, based on her cousin's true events. Title of the story is Lucky Year. Jackson looked at the scene. House split in two by a tree, and the family's cat killed. Man's wife had survived, but still, bad luck for this Butch guy.
Hey, Butch, looks like 2012's not your lucky year, but I'll bet 2013 will be great. Jackson thought it helpful to say something positive to those with bad luck.
Butch paused and thought back 3 years to his colon cancer diagnosis, colostomy bag, being bedridden. May of 2012, he was cancer-free and ran the mini-marathon with his oldest son. Actually, Butch said, 2012 is a lucky year for me.
Five wonderful stories by Celestial and David. Yeah, the freaking vampire. What I want to know is, Sesame Street had a vampire on the street. After the first season, everyone should have been drained dry and killed and turned into vampires. What's all this stupid counting? 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. Let's learn Spanish. That's what killed Mr. Hooper. A freaking vampire! God. Some folks are just so blind. At least he didn't sparkle. What did he drink, anyway? I don't think he was a real vampire. I mean, I wonder that about Count Blah, too. Blah! That just doesn't make any sense. I should go back and clean up those sections that had the bad microphone. No! No, we gotta keep moving forward. Tape up your ankle and keep going. Next story. Oh, thank you, Celestial and David, for all of those. You, and yes, Drabblecast, trust me. Next up we have another story by Danny Zagorski. Is this read by, let's find out. I don't know who read this one. This is another one of Teresa's group. So here we go with Danny.
Secret love. I like tacos and you like burritos. Let's get together and make chimichangas. This is our Mexican food love story. Run, 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 policia. Run for the bell. Taco Bell. That's where our love is safe. That's where our love is sacred. Extra taco seasoning. Extra chipotle sauce. Extra love salsa. Girl, yours are spicy. Like my favorite jalapeno. Cola in a glass bottle. Open the top and let's float away. In the fizz bubbles, just you and me. And we can eat tacos and burritos, and maybe even chimichangas, until the night turns to sunrise fiesta. Good times.
Our love is safe at the Taco Bell. This I will live by for the rest of my days. Thank you, Danny, for opening my eyes to that simple, simple truth that I need to embrace. Do I have to eat there? I haven't eaten in a Taco Bell in forever. Good. No wonder why I'm feeling better. Whew. Y'all know what happened to me, right? Y'all are going to be dancing in my colon in a few weeks when Max finishes building the mesh. God. Oh, well. Coffee isn't going to help. So let's put more Baileys in it so there's less coffee to drink. That's my logic. Thank you, Danny. And now we move up. You know, it's from one of Teresa's friends now to another of Enhale. Okay, who's Enhale you're reading now? Let's see. This is by Pretty Kitty Gumbo. Ooh, I like to say that. Pretty Kitty Gumbo. Everyone say that. Pretty Kitty Gumbo. I bet you people say that over and over. Like Denny Crane. Let's say Denny Crane. Denny Crane. Denny Crane. Pretty Kitty Gumbo. I'm going to say that over and over. Have I ever met you? Because I would have said that over and over again. That you picked the perfect name. I want that name! I'm going to change my display name to that. That's it. No more of this crap. It's going to be Pretty Kitty Gumbo. Actually, where are the cats? They vanished! Probably both on the bed, the little traitors. So, here is Pretty Kitty Gumbo. God, that just rolls off the tongue. My tongue thanks you, Pretty Kitty Gumbo. And here's the... Whew, you're going to need a restraining order.
Why I Relay by Pretty Kitty Gumbo. I relay for the wonderful friends who have touched my life. who are fighting this horrible disease. For my dear friend Teresa, who had a huge smile even when hopelessly sick. A hurricane badly damaged my home and we could not get a contractor. Another hurricane lurked offshore and I declined help, not wanting to burden people who had problems of their own. A car pulled up, filled with Teresa, her husband, tar paper, and tools. Despite the heat, Teresa worked on that roof with the men. I will never forget the spirit and love of our friends. I pray for a cure to cancer.
There are many ways you can help people. Rebuilding their house. Getting things for them when they can't get out, like groceries or pet food. Cleaning the litter boxes of their cat. Oh, I need to do that this morning. Thank you, Pretty Kitty Gumbo. Was that Pretty Kitty Gumbo? Yes. I'm going to say that over and over again. I'm obsessed now. I'm going to message you in world saying, your name is haunting me. Just like that. I should make a sound file out of that. Then there's going to be, you know, oh God, is Sophia going to make me do that telethon thing? I bet you she's just lost it at this point from all the, I'm a survivor, and thank you, everyone, and we're going in circles, and look at our build, and then you got me. I'm just going to go in there like a bull in a china shop. What would Robin Williams do? Oh, right, cocaine and alcohol. Just. By the way, do we have any of that? Do I need to go out the store to get that? Oh, sorry. All right, so next is, oh my God, Shandon Loring of Shaunakee Library. The Shaunakee, the big guy. Oh, wow. This is, well, he didn't record it himself, though. No, his, you know, remember, in the Shaunakee Library, you're not supposed to do recordings or tapings because, you know, the copyright thing and all that. But, you know, these are original stories, so you can tape all you want. Just, you know, in fact, I insist all of you tape when it's original. Of course, the one who reads original stuff, there is me, but, you know, not that I'm tooting my own horn. I don't want anyone else tooting my horn. Ew, your lips on my mouthpiece. God, have to boil that. Oh, sorry. So tooting Shandon's horn right now is none other than Bear Silvershade. Bear, tell us a story.
Shandon Loring. A rubber ball, two eyelets, a broken toilet brush. Did I say broken? There are no bristles at all. Oh, why would I want that? Tom Sawyer and Nancy Drew. First edition? Nah. Since eBay, no more first editions. Ah, my ears! Quit pinching him! What is that smell? 7 days ago, I saw her ride up on that flaming yellow bicycle with a flowery basket. She spoke to me. Not a long conversation. Hello, sorry about your foot. But she spoke. To me. 7 days ago. Haven't seen her since. Every Tuesday at the thrift shop. Hope springs eternal.
Thank you, Shandon, for reminding us that going to the bookstore isn't clicking on the Kindle, Amazon, iBook, Google app and downloading it. No, it's about going into the bookstore and smelling those books, the history. Although, when I do my collection of stories, and finally, it's going to be on Amazon Kindle. I'm never going to print it. It's never going to be tattooed on the corpses of trees and cloth. It's going to be electronic all the way. Ones and zero, mostly zeros. Although a few ones. Maybe a few halves, like half a star. How do you make half a star? I don't know. Great, that's going to be another story. All right, let's make a note. Half a star. When you split a star, it explodes. Oh, sorry. I'm just... What? Okay. Ooh, all right. I'm going to calm down here for a minute. A little more coffee? While I go get more coffee, you guys can enjoy the thrilling tales of... who is next? Oh, it is Dirk. Dirk McKinnon, right? Dirk! Dirk is here! Yay! He posts up stuff at Dirkisms every now and then, and it's like, oh! Ooh! Wow. Ow, all that shouting. It's giving me a headache. I gotta be careful about that. All right, so here's Dirk and potentially sucky recording attached. Well, which is it? Is it sucky or it is not sucky? Any recording is good. And even if it's all scratchy and scraggly, that adds character. Maybe I'll do this in just, you know, 32-bit. I don't know, we'll see. Here's Dirk's story.
Each star is the soul of one departed. A bell sings out, an angel receives wings. One close takes a new path where I cannot see. Have they ceased to be? No. While the light of their face shines for me, their voice echoes in my ears. Their memories fill my heart. They are here. I travel my own road, but always feel them close. They are gone, but not. They will forever live in me. Hurt mellows, tears dry. Stories shared bring back the smiles. Someday I too will be a memory. For today, I live.
Thank you, Dirk. And I would just like to say you earned the highest praise possible from me. The four words, it fails to suck. That's my top praise. You were worried about a potentially sucky recording? No, it fails to suck, which is greatness. Thank you, Dirk. I'm just rambling more and more. Usually when I do these, I get so tired that it's like ramble, 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 and then it's like, okay, let's next, and next, and next, and next. Ooh, done. Get me out of here. No, now I'm rambling more as this thing gets longer. We're going to get into 4 hours at some point. Whew, we still got more in the stack. Next up, oh, more people from Shaunakee. Yes, the Shaunakee crew is here. They've arrived. Ha-ha! Caledonia Sky Tower is here. Or Kelly, as some people know her as. The one who won't let me read that one story. No, yeah, actually, she probably wants me to read a marathon of them. Just, if I were a centipede, I'd have 99 feet in my mouth. Just, here's Caledonia's story. And welcome to the challenge.
It's on TV! I can see it! At least it seems so. You'd hardly recognize it, all illuminated RGB plasma or something, as what I live every day. I flip over to the Hallmark Channel, where there's yet another sappy movie I don't want to watch. I flip over to watch a travel show on PBS. My attention wanders from Salzburg and Hallstatt to the bee buzzing around my strawberries on the deck, the sound of the sunset breeze in the poplars next door, the cat happily languishing in a patch of bright sunlight. Life is not on TV. By Caledonia Sky Tower. Caledonia can most recently be found in recordings on the Shaunakee Library YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/user/Shaunakee Library, SEANCHAILIBRARY. Her typist can be found at jdcstoryteller.blogspot.com.
Thank you, Caledonian. And more importantly, thank you for spelling Shaunakee to the mass public. They don't know how to pronounce it. I knew how to spell it when, Patrick McLean started the Shaunakee podcast years and years ago. And he explained and spelled it and said, no, it's not Sean Sheen Chai. No, it's Shaunakee. And from that, I never forgot. So thank you for teaching the people a new word. Use it often. Although there's not really many occasions you need to use it. But use it still. Ah! You're a Shaunakee! What? Put it on your taxes. That'll confuse the IRS. Ah, Shaunakee, huh? Well, you can tell some stories in prison. Tell it to the judge. No, what? We got more stories? Yeah, okay. Danny Dwyer, who... Danny Dwyer is on fire, and he has more stories of... What? Oh, I'm reading through. As promised with this week's challenge, despite all the challenges in my life, which are supreme, I tell you, I'm still here. Yes, he is still here and telling us this. God, I had such a good build-up, and then... I really ought to script these out.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here. As promised, with this week's challenge. Despite all the challenges in my life, which are supreme, I assure you, I'm still here. Yet, fight a corporate bank for almost 4 years, it takes a toll on you. But, just when the SOBs thought they won, I take one last gasp of air and fight back. Just like this week's challenge, life. So, let's see how I, the master of negativity, can possibly put a positive spin on this one. Weekly challenge, 100 words, 100 stories for RFL. With this week's story, life. Life is Maggie. That awesome Spanish beef, chicken, or vegetable bouillon that makes every homemade dish just perfect. Life is the woman you swear undying love for, knowing she will never feel the same about you. But you go on just knowing you had the privilege of mere fleeting moments just standing by her side. Life is spending the weekend with your mother who survived cancer. Life is the pain of losing your entire life's work to a faceless corporate bank, only to face the thrill of victory in the Supreme Court. Life, hang on to every glorious moment.
You spun it well, master of negativity. You are now the master of positivity. Thank you, Danny. And fight that evil bank. Fight them tooth and nail. Although banks don't have teeth, but they have nails if they're built out of wood, but most of them are stone and concrete and steel rebar. We'll fight them. Rebar and concrete. And I'm confused now. Man, I'm just getting myself right up a tree. Thank you, Danny. And whoa. Too much Bailey's. Alright. Next up, we have another Teresa one. This one, she's bringing us Jamie Pinkerman. Another story from someone out there with their take on life.
I have so many emotions going through my head. Can't control how I feel or what I say. I hurt everyone I love. But at the same time, I feel like they're hurting me. I wish this thunderstorm of emotions would just pass. Let me free. Sometimes I cry out of nowhere, and I laugh when nothing's funny. What's got my world turned upside down? I'm afraid every time I open my mouth, I might say something I don't mean. I worry that I'll never be the same, never get over my issues. When will I get back to normal?
There's no reason to be afraid. Reach out and talk to someone, and they will listen. Thank you, Jamie. Let's keep going, folks. We're getting close to the end here. Only a few more stories left in the hopper, ground into meat, at which we'll put into the burger. But what do people need burger presses for anyway? Can't you use your hands to shape the meat? And, his hands are all over the meat. Well, it's going to be cooked anyway. And if you're eating raw hamburger, you're nuts. No, we have to wear plastic gloves and... God. The internal temperature must be, oh Lord, Do we need that kind of crap? Well, I guess with E. coli out there, yes. But don't wash your hands after going to the bathroom. Well, the bathroom's probably full of germs. That's it. I give up. Let's just move forward. Move on. Norval Joe is here. Yes, he's usually one of the later people to put in a story. So, Norval Joe, I know you have your harmonica ready and washed and free of E. coli because God knows what you do with it in between shows. But still, let's hear what you've got. Bring it!
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and reminding you to go to the Masters of Macabre and vote for me. And this is my story for the weekly challenge number 233. No. Number 325 with the prompt of life. So here's my story. Elbonor sprinted across the field to the castle and skirted the wall to the gates. Owen felt his stomach turn as Spleen, the half-goblin, bolted from the company and followed the elf, running at times on all fours. Elbonor turned and waved the company to come, even before the goblin shot past him through the open gates. "Such a horrible loss of life," Shrieka said, as the company joined the elf. Countless rotting bodies littered the narrow streets of the city. "But why?" Owen asked. Spleen trotted back around a corner, wiped his mouth, and said, "I found one still alive." Thanks for listening. Remember the Masters of Macabre, and we'll see you next week. According to local folklore, Baron Heinrich von Dockel was said to have become the first German vampire after being bitten by his rabid wiener dog.
You really want me to make the next topic wiener dog, don't you? 15 dancing wiener dogs. Thank you, Norval Joe. And I just accidentally hit publish, so there are going to be a whole bunch of people going, it's out there, it's ready. No, it's not. So those of you who are like, oh, what the hell is he doing? No, I hit the frickin' publish button. I meant to hit update. I'm an idiot. No, I did not do that intentionally. I'm not that evil. I'm just stupid. And I lost a follower. That's okay. I've got 2,500 of those to spare. All right. Just too much caffeine and Baileys. Right. We need some more stories. Who have we got? Whoops. I think I missed somebody. Right. I screwed up. Hold on. Let me dig through the list. And Dan. Dan Numbers. Dan Russo. He got a story in. And I've been putting all these in my RFL folder when I see the attachment, but then his is on SoundCloud because he's special. So let's get Dan's story in here. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, this is Dan Russo. You can find me on Twitter at DANNRUSSO. You can also find me playing music in Second Life. I play my original acoustic-ish kind of rock and roll every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Second Life time at the Lost Continent. You can also check out DANNRUSSO.com and find out all my real life shows as well. So the story behind this story is that my parents, for the past almost 30 years, have been going to the same small rustic cabin on the same small, almost not even a lake in Maine. A couple years ago, the owner passed away. So now the problem is to figure out what to do with the cabins all around this lake. This year, there's a big for sale sign, and no one knows what's going to happen yet. So here's my story, called Maine, the way life should be. It was sad to watch everyone, because no one wanted to be sad. They wanted to be normal, regular. They wanted today to be a regular July 14th. Just like 2011, 1992, 1985, when cabins 2 and 9 and the rest paid their bill and went back to Virginia, New York, Massachusetts, whatever was on their license plate. But for 2 weeks every July, they're from Maine. Maine means 4 p.m. cocktails on the beach. Maine means a floating cooler in the middle of the lake. People show up, and a fire happens. It's what they do. I mean, did.
And hopefully they will do it again, and again, and again for all time. Because that's what they do. Thank you, Dan. We're just coming to the end here. We're running out of time. Running out of tape. Wait, why do I have tape? I have sticky tape. I've done that Pee-wee Herman thing of making my nose up and chin and freaky pig boy. I love doing that, even though I don't look at myself in the mirror when I do that, because that's part of the fun. I want to do that with the cats, because they're all hairy. Not that I'm not. But still, whoa. Now this is a surprise. Podcast royalty, Matthew Sanborn Smith of Beware the Hairy Mango has finally come and graced this podcast with his presence. And I'm not saying this facetiously. This man has single-handedly, double-handedly, maybe triple-handedly, I don't know, what's that lump under his shirt? Maybe he's concealing a third arm. But this man, with his creativity and wit and speed and power, has brought to me a new, revived sense of purpose and meaning. And Matthew and Frank Key of Hooting Yard, those two, with their absurdity, with their joy of madness, their way with words. They have their way with words, and they love it. And they hang them up soaking wet. So I beseech you all to follow the rabbit to Matthew Sanborn Smith Place at BewareTheHairyMango.com. You just missed the mucho mayo madness, although I think it should be the mangothon, but I won't argue with the master. And, well, you can still catch it since it's up on the podcast, so go listen. When you're done with this, now that you've survived 4 hours of me rambling with the occasional story, go listen to him, and you'll be like, oh, God, I should have spent that time listening to Matthew. What's wrong with me? And I'll be like, well, I don't know. It's just bad timing, I guess. So here's a thank you, Matthew, for joining in, and now that I've had this huge lead-up, you're going to be like, oh, God, now what? here he is.
All right, so this is Matthew Sanborn Smith. I got a little show that I do, Beware the Hairy Mango at BewareTheHairyMango.com, and I'm going to do this thing here, and I'm going to play some music so you know when I'm done. Because otherwise you wouldn't. And it doesn't have a title, because I thought that would add another word. So here we go. Untitled Life Story Thing by Matthew Sanborn Smith. Holy Jesus, Carla said. What is that thing? It's life, Fred said. I just made it. That's the creepiest shit I've ever seen. It's got, like, toes around its mouth. I don't think that's its mouth. You don't know? I just followed the directions on the box, see? This is a box of macaroni and cheese. What? Oh, I guess it didn't come out right. Didn't come... You've attained whole new levels of fucking up mac and cheese! The milk was expired. How expired? 37 years. Carla stared at Fred. I found it, he said, answering her unspoken question.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you, Matthew. Now you know how I react to every one of those. Oh, whew, man, that hurt. Oh, I'm going to listen to it again, folks. Excuse me for a minute. Okay, I'm back. Ah. Oh, I'm seeing those things in front of my eyes, and I'm not talking about cats or flashlights from the authorities saying, "Are you okay?" Oh, man. Ooh, thank you, Matthew. Wow. Wow, that just untitled story thing right there. Oh, you had to wait 4 hours for that, man. I'm a bitch. Whew, right. Oh, gotta compose myself. Oh, we're almost done. We're almost at the end. All right. Okay, so remember, beware the hairymango.com. And he's got a new one out, too. So check that out. And there are like 130-something shows. I mean, right after this, you're just going to go straight to that, man. Oh, man. While you're up in Maine. All right. Okay, we got to get to the end here. All right, so next up is Tura Brejianu. Yes, I'm pronouncing that right. You thought I couldn't, but it took me 20 weeks, but I finally got there. You know what's really got me? What kind of crazy gift am I going to put together to spam out to everyone on my friends list and all the groups? I have no idea. Maybe I'll make an Invisiprim. No. I have no idea. I'm just exhausted here. So, Tura. Whew. I'm going to go take a shower. Just, Tura, can you take over for a minute? I'm just going to go lay down in the shower.
We reinitialized Robbie today. Strange how a robot can work fine for years. Then one day it just goes, and you have to wipe its brain and start over. Sometimes it happens to people. Crackpots, conspiracy theorists, alien abductees. And then, some just go on getting better. I met this robot in India once. The locals treated it like a saint, and I couldn't say it wasn't. It was doing more for them than any stone statue, and all their offerings went into upgrades. I reckon that life you're born with, but a soul you have to work for.
Thank you, Tura. Oh, sometimes you do have to wipe it. I need to have my brain wiped right now. I just tried to save the Audacity file. We are almost done here. I've got backups. I tried to save the Audacity file, and it just boom. So I'm like, but no, recovered. Of course, I got to go back through this whole thing and double check and make sure it's okay. We've broken the 4-hour mark, by the way. This is the longest weekly challenge there has ever been. I've done a longer show that I stitch out of pieces, and yeah, it had problems too. So, Audacity, don't blow up on me now! There's like one file in the orphan block. Oh no, there's a sad little orphan file. And it's going, can I have some more, sir? No! You can't have more. Nobody by the name of Oliver has sent in stories. Or Artful Dodger, for that matter. Harry Seacomb going, more! I'm going to leave the Harry Seacomb to the goons. Precipitate Flood does Goon Show playbacks on Sunday evenings in the listening room. But didn't do a story for this, so never mind. One more? Okay. Salome Strangelove, who you can hear saying all sorts of things about, hush. On the Meta Reality podcast, and she does comments and all that on the ways and goings on, and also collaborates much, music-wise, writing-wise, with Lyndon Hart and Grace McDonough. Those three together could rule the world with a song, although they'd only rule it for 3 to 4 minutes, and everyone would go back to fighting. But still, maybe if they played it over and over again. Then we'd be stuck in everybody's heads. And that's a good song, I think, that would be stuck in people's heads. What am I saying? Salome, tell us a story.
It began with a nothing from which all somethings grow. I was there, vulnerable, germinating. I crept into your dreamery and took what was mine to take, left what was yours to bear. You walked with me, breathed me in, the fear and beauty, the eternity of every lonesome moment, the ecstasy of each acquiescent howl. So you invented hope, and you invented light, metrics to account for me, the slow, precious pulse, the beat, the beat, the beat. I am not against you. I have never been against you. I am just the nothing from which all somethings grow.
Oh, my. Thank you, Salome. She's just amazing. You all are amazing. Every one of you. Should I give away the final count? No, I'll wait for the last story here. Yes. The last story. You've made it to the end. The final story. And it's such a letdown. You know who it's by. Every week, week in, week out. It's a story by none other than far, far, far across the reaches of space. In a planet long gone. Millions of years the signal has traveled. The mad bards. What have they done? And they have left their mark upon the universe with a series of madness over radio waves, wiggling atoms that will not cease. It's time for the Mad Bard of Planet Z.
Sure. The commercial showed Mikey eating life cereal, but when the director yelled, "Cut!" and the cameras stopped, Mikey ran to the back of the set, stuck his finger down his throat, and vomited. "Can't I eat Cheerios?" he asked. "I like those." "No," said the director. "Cheerios are round. Life is squares." Mikey whined for a bit, but his mother shook him until he stopped. 10 takes later, the director shouted, "That's a wrap!" And everybody heaved a sigh of relief. Mikey heaved up his stomach's contents back into the bowl and forced one of the other kids to eat it.
And there you have it. 111 people sending in stories with recordings about life. The 100 Words, 100 Stories Challenge of the Weekly Challenge on the 100 Word Stories podcast. Try having that tattooed on your butt. 111. Yes, 111. 11-11, you hobbit-loving freaks. We made it. We made it. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. The people who read for others, the people who got the word out. Thank you, thank you, thank you all. The writers, the readers, the retweeters, the replurkers, the likers. What are you people licking the screen for? God, cut that out. Are you going to get an electric shock that way? So, you can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to all the authors' websites who sent them in. And if yours isn't there, if you didn't send it in and you want it added, just send me an email. I'll get it edited. It's not hard to do. And you're going to see the text of the stories of the people who sent them in. If you don't see the text of your story and you have it handed, send it to me. And I'll get it added in. I'll get it added in. Just editing the sound file, that's going to be another problem. Oh, God. I have to put this thing up. I have to render this MP3. It's going to take forever. Oh, and just a whole bunch of stuff there. And just social network sharing options so you can click and say, yeah, Google. until next week, when the topic will be... Oh, I don't know what the topic is going to be. Ah, I'm exhausted. I'm going to post up a separate thing that'll say what the topic is. Yeah, after listening to all this, you have to listen to another minute? Oh, thank you all for listening. 4.5 freaking hours. Yeah! And, as always, keep it brief. Oh, what was the phrase again? You're supposed to end things with this. All right. Hold on. Let me get a sip here. All right, are we ready yet? Okay. Go relay.